You just get out of Corona. Howdy.
Dude, I'm in my sports bra because I'm fucking, I just have time.
We got the girls on the pod. We're ready to go. It's here to party time, 7 p.m. Eastern with your host, Junta Sheriff.
Big Daddy. Thank you very much. I'm starting to figure out how to use these headphones. Ladies, how are you?
So good.
So
wait on Abigail's ass for the last 10 minutes.
Okay, look. They technology is let not me your see friend. The face.
Let's just say that.
No.
All right, so I'm going to try to control this thing and have a little bit of direction here. Honestly, we don't allow girls on the show because they're unruly. So be on your best behavior. This is usually okay. It's a guy thing. We know how to hang out, have a good time, chat the chat. We got cool stuff like bobbleheads. And, you know,
always.
Yeah, that's right. We got coffee, tobacco type stuff. Like, we're cool guys. And we're letting you guys in the circle right now. So I'm just letting you know, play it cool. Or it's going to be a big fucking fight.
Okay. I'm freaking out, Hunter. I'm freaking out.
We're fucking freaking out right now.
No, man.
Yeah. So, guys, this has been a project that I've been kind of warming up to for a while now where, Marshall, you keep your mouth shut. We've been warming up to this for a while because, you know, I've been in the sports space for over a decade now. And the thing that's pissed me off the most is just the inability to have maintained and flourishing media in the space. And, you know, I've, in a lazy fashion, taken this stuff on my shoulders. And I started my first podcast in obstacle course racing around 2000, I think 13 or 14, with this guy named Ben Greenfield. And we've kind of like just been slowly patching it together, on it a little bit. I started this podcast 2 years ago in the middle of COVID. It collapsed. And then we brought it back up. And then I thought to myself, just after studying kind of media, which I'm obsessed with, I always tell people our real company is called McIntyre Media Management. We wanted to be a media company that had all of these products that sold to the network around us. And we wanted to be a media forward company. And I recognized just by looking at the metrics, I was like, we got a lot of dudes up in here, not a lot of ladies. And there's nothing wrong with guys. I mean, guys are cool. Guys are really cool. If you look at our comments over here, lots of guys in the corner. Dudes. We got one chick who might be a dude impersonating a chick.
There's never one chick in here. Is it
Alana?
Yes.
Hey, yeah. What's up, Alana? Dude,
it may be an impersonator, all right, guys? I've fallen for this trick a lot of times on the internet. Cute girl picture, just a dude undercover. Yeah, see, look, Joseph's saying we love dudes, and we do. But I will
Hunter,
admit,
you'd be fucked if you went to Thailand, bro. You'd be fucked with all the lady boys there.
I love lady boys. I mean, they're putting out a good vibe. Are you kidding me, dude? Good attitude, pretty. I've never been to Thailand, but just based on my dreams, it'd be a great time. Just saying. Never acted on it, but in my dreams, who knows? I actually will be totally honest, and I've not said this many times. I've definitely kissed a dude by mistake.
Oh, shit. You swing it away?
No, dude. We were all out partying after a championship down in Miami, and all the clubs were just kind of being bored, and I was like, guys, we're hitting a loop-de-loop. We're going to the gay bars. And we're like, cool. We went to the gay bar. There's a line that's like a fucking mile long. I went straight to the front. I was like, hot straight guys, we're coming in. They let us in straight away. And we went in there, and there was this Latin lady, couldn't speak her language. So we were just using the language of love. And, you know.
Well, gay bars love straight dudes.
I was like, going to my friends. I was like, is this a dude? They're like, no, you good. And to be totally honest, I'm gonna finish this story with a straight face on because I'm not embarrassed. Okay, we made out and I was like, cool, peace and love, and catching out for the night. And just embarrassingly enough, guys, you're not allowed to take this and put it into a video later. This is a private
Alex
conversation
is
with the podcast.
Alex
this
is not chopping.
To be shared.
Hunter. Hunter.
Hold on, let me
Hunter,
finish this story.
Hunter,
let me
you're
finish
gay.
This story. Let me finish this story.
I love
no.
this coming
it was
out
just
story.
A gay
no, 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 no. Guys, I'm a pioneer. You never know what you're gonna find out there on
are
the frontier.
Gay?
No,
as long as your drink was free.
We were in uncharted territory, all right, guys? You don't know what you're gonna
you
bump into.
No. That's charted. That's a gay bar. That's very
nope.
charted.
It's impossible to know what you're finding in there, okay, guys? This is an exotic place. And listen, we're not even gonna finish this story because it's we've gone too far, and let's
Hunter
just focus on
dudes.
No, that's not true. All right, I have a lot of guy friends.
Okay. Hunter
We've lost a lot of composure here. That's true. Partially true. Okay, so admittedly, when I was in this mindset that I wanted to grow this thing, I recognized I wanted to Columbus found America, Hunter found a training. Very true, Wad Zombie. Very true. Very true. So, oh God, the notes on the side. So I was like, we got to find some chicks, and I'm not going to lie. Take this with just a grain of salt. The female fitness industry is pretty lame. And I can't find a lot of like inspiration or good times, just like something I like look forward to. And every dude on the internet has a podcast, and we are part of that tribe. It's embarrassing, but we try to hold the standard to make it exciting. So maybe we could just like wash out the other lame dudes. And I don't even know how I found you guys, but I remember I found Tracy, I believe. And then I clicked.
I know how you found.
All right, just be careful. Listen, I really don't remember. Hand on my heart.
We're live right now. Remember, this isn't recorded.
I know. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just saying I know.
Listen, it wasn't inappropriate. I'm a Christian man. So basically, I went through and I found it and I clicked this bar talk thing. And I was just like, I'm going to go out for a run. It was in a state of mind where I was like, I fucking hate running right now. So I got to find something to distract it. And I actually listened to your guys' podcast all the way around the loop without quitting. And usually I quit podcasts because every podcast on the internet now is just a watered down message from Joe Rogan. Like it all starts at Joe Rogan and then just keeps on getting passed through the pipeline. And by the time it's down to like the 10th podcast, it's this gibberish of insanity. And I've lost my mind. I've really lost my mind. And that's why I don't listen to the Joe Rogan podcast. And I don't have anything against Joe, but I cannot become part of this circle of stupidity.
We want to branch out to our own.
Yeah. So we gotta get out of here. Oh, there's a lot of notes coming on over here. There's a lot of honesty coming out from straight guys about their gay bars. Okay. I modeled NYC for around the world for years. Gay bars are just bars with free drinks for me. See?
Yes. Gang, so, that's true. No, that's fair. Yo, but the okay, first are you time, making out with these dudes? You're making out with these dudes.
It's not like he looked like Ryan. It was a totally different thing. It was a shapeshifter. Okay, it was a shapeshifter.
I'm sure that he shapeshifted started making out with him.
It was a shapeshifter. Okay, guys.
There was some shape.
Nobody's believing you.
Just keep going.
There was some pants shapeshifting.
In my mind, it was a beautiful creature. Okay.
His penis?
No. Let's be. All right. This is a PG-13. This is a Christian podcast.
It was all
podcast.
Hands above the covers. It was
I don't know the rules.
Yeah.
What are the rules of this podcast?
You're not allowed to use that word. That is off limits.
Penis?
Okay, guys. That's you did it again.
Penis.
Okay. Just letting you guys know.
You ever played a penis game in a publicly crowded restaurant?
You can't do it in a podcast because there's nobody else around us. You guys strike this from the record. You're no longer allowed to use that word. Okay.
Okay.
We have Christian sponsors and we're trying to keep this middle of this road. Okay, guys. One of my biggest sponsors is the Bible. Okay. So
Jesus Christ himself.
I found these girls and I was entertained and I thought to myself, I sat back and I was like, man, fuck it. I'm going to reach out and I'm going to see what we could piece together here. Because if you think about like Barstool Sports, they ended up, we just got some big cash, guys. $5. If we split that up all around, we all get $1.25.
Oh, bro. Shit. Yo, I'm getting that zombie for the win.
You asked how we get paid.
Yeah.
Yo, okay. I'm getting a fucking energy drink tomorrow, boy.
That's right, dude.
We don't exactly know. Alex set this up, but we don't know where this money
is. No clue. It goes straight into his bank account.
Because I haven't given him like any bank account information, so I don't quite know which money. Where this is being funneled to.
I saw you guys got 99 cents this morning, too. So you got $6 today.
That's right, dude. Building castles. Yeah. All right. So found these two girls. We got Tracy and Abigail. By the way, who founded Bar Talk? Was it a mutual decision?
Did you go in it together?
It was more or less like, it was an idea for the gym that started, and then we realized really fast that we're the most unprofessional professionals there are and that it wouldn't vibe with our gym. because I like do all the marketing for our gym that we work for. So I thought it was a really good idea. And then me and Abigail are like not the people to be the face.
Tanked it and got one lawsuit in a period of like 30 days.
We're not.
We'd be canceled. We'd be canceled in like 24 hours and probably fired. So we were like, we're just going to take this shit and run it by ourselves. So that's how that started.
Does your gym have an HR department?
No, but it doesn't matter. It's so bad that I think that I think HR would be created in light of our podcast. And then we would be get in trouble with HR. They would create HR and then be like, come to the HR department.
And I mean, like,
a new meeting tomorrow with HR.
For that I'm like, who's HR? And there's like, we don't know yet, but we've created HR to fire just you guys. For us.
But like, we are both trainers for the gym and we also run our own program. So it's like, if we were working for the gym, we would have to interview all of the trainers and talk about specific things. And then it became one of, you know, we wanted to talk about whatever the hell we wanted and curse like we normally do and just be ourselves. And that's not very. Pirates. You know,
dude, is that another sticky note? Is that another fucking sticky note? Oh my god,
I got sticky notes all day.
Wait,
what?
Oh, so good,
dude. Are you kidding me? This is just like the past like 3 days. Okay, so if I'm following the line of business here, what drew you guys to fitness and the podcast? Like, obviously you said you started it for the gym, but then all of a sudden Mighty Morphin Power Rangers became something different. What were narcissism? I like this. Like, okay. Did you guys grow up as jocks?
We both come from very different backgrounds, like fitness
two
backgrounds.
Two different trailer parks merged together.
Two different types of trailer park trash that merged together. Like, I was in fitness like my whole life. I think so is Abigail, but in two totally different ways.
I used to, Tracy's out here like a track star. Like, she a runner, she a track star. I ran track for 2 years and I did Irish fucking step dancing, bro.
Yeah.
That's a sport.
Step dancing.
Okay.
That's cross training.
Fog shoes?
That's and I still intense. Haven't seen it.
That's very intense cross training.
That's cardio, my boy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. That's like Taibo boxing times 10. This is big.
I don't even know what that is.
Really? The fact that you don't know what Taibo is, it's heartbreaking. To a person who actually loves fitness, you're just an imposter. Taibo is like one of the biggest fundamentals of just like group fitness in history.
It's the old school videotapes.
Straight out of the 90s.
You weren't even born by then. Were you born in 2000, by the way?
Yes, I was. No.
That's impressive. That's impressive. Okay, so guys, I just want to give people more context. We got a 14-year-old on the podcast, and
Tracy, I'm literally 12.
Keep the jokes above bar.
Now you really got to pay attention to what you actually say.
That's right. That's right. So, are you guys both from Jersey?
No.
Where are you from? New Jersey. She is from Tallahassee.
Interesting.
The capital of Florida, and the capital of party at FSU.
Yeah.
So, when you guys started this podcast, what was your purpose behind it? Like, did you guys start to gain like a vision, or were you just two chicks talking about your feelings and exercising?
No, I think the both of us started it originally because we're like we're pretty much bridging the gap between being actual trainers that have clients that see us every day and think we're like these fitness robot jocks that this is all we fucking do. And we really go out and party and have a good time. And we're like the average human being. So we originally started it where all of our clients are watching us and all of our friends at the gym and the people that we train are watching us, which Abigail has a group of kids that are not watching us.
I had to talk to their parents. I was like, yo, your kids found me on Instagram. Block them. Block me from their phone immediately.
Yeah.
I think that's not how it works. You have to block them from your phone.
Yeah.
No, because I don't know their accounts. They won't follow me. They'll just see my Instagram.
They just search it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Kids are smart. And
when I found you, I found out Tracy was like more of like a Spartan jock. And you're more, you take karate, Taibo?
Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. I do really like to make fun of jiu-jitsu people. And I've gone to a couple jiu-jitsu classes, and I'll admit, I've had a good time. But yeah, the people that say it's like the most incredible self-defense system in the entire world, they're a little bit wrong.
Yeah. I think that I make fun of jujitsu a lot too. That's why it's kind of funny when you call it karate, because it's just, it's like a cult. And so everyone takes it so fucking serious. And they literally, like, they think that jujitsu is like the end all be all of all fighting and martial arts and everything. And it's like, jujitsu has been around for forever, and it's been accompanied by other martial arts. And then Joe Rogan came in and was like, jujitsu's a shit. And everyone was just like, okay, jujitsu's it. And like, that was it. And everyone thinks that, like, if they have jujitsu, they have everything. And I'm like, you'll still get your ass beat if you know jujitsu.
So do you guys have dojo wars?
100%.
Oh, actually, yeah. Like, what yes, actually,
like a dojo yes, war like, going on in the valley?
Yeah, like, people, like, the different schools in Tallahassee, like, don't fucking like each other.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
If I could if I could pick the ultimate fighting, it would be Thai kickboxing and wrestling combined.
Yeah, yeah. Kickboxing and wrestling is the shit. Wrestling is the shit.
Have you like, guys ever been kicked? It's one of the most traumatic experiences in the entire world.
It takes your entire breath away, dude.
It
like literally.
It comes with so much thunder and lightning. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I don't fuck with anybody like that. So Tracy, you had no intentions of going to the karate dojo. You're pure cardio, pure Spartan. And by the way, I want to talk about that after you answer that. So don't let me forget about Spartan.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't know. I would do it. She wants me to get me into it just to like basically make fun of me and also kick my ass because she's going to try to kill me while she's doing it. But it's just like not my vibe.
Also, I do Spartans for her all the time. I go out and run Spartans. And she
I said I would do it once.
She also doesn't like choking. I don't know, freaks her out. So
yeah, I don't know. It's just not really my vibe. Like
at what point do you learn how to do the choke out without, you don't want to kill the person, I mean, technically at the start, but then you still want to give them the pass out type of thing.
Yeah, you so just what, hope that they you
noogies, dude. You gotta hit them with noogies when you come around, start the choke, hit them with a noog and choke them a little bit more so they don't pass out, get a second noog in there.
You just hope that they tap, and if they don't tap, they legitimately pass out, and then you just kind of stand up and yeah, you just shake their legs out once they go limp. You're just like, wake the fuck up, pussy. And oh, sorry. I don't know what the PG-13. And
Christian
then
podcast.
Sorry. So you're just like, wake up. And then you keep rolling, or they just get discombobulated and you move on and you fight someone else.
I went to basically like an MMA gym, like north of the Upper East Side. Upper East Side is like this like pompous uber white area in New York City. Just above that is Spanish Harlem, and that's hard as fuck. So obviously there's no MMA gyms in, you know, super uppity, Upper East Side. So I go up to Spanish Harlem, like about 10 blocks north, and I went in there, and I was pretty great wrestler from a young age, not like epic, but I was good. I went in there and just wrecked this whole gym. And I was like thinking I was really cool. And I was only 20 years old at the time. And then the dojo master, you know, basically like the evil guy from Karate Kid, just choke me the fuck out all the time. Just show up and he's like, and I'm like, oh, and a purple face and eyes. They're just so evil. Like a young boy.
I saw you. I think I got introduced to you actually from the Spartan Games. So I watched you wrestle because there was that event was in the Spartan Games. Am I incorrect?
Yeah. 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 It was fun.
Yeah, it was really cool to watch. Like, you did really well. So I think how I knew you wrestled. Did you wrestle in college?
I've seen him take down people in the GORUCK games the first year.
I don't think I watched the GORUCK games. I think I just watched the Spartan games that you did. Yeah,
they all have, like, iterations of fighting in it. I got to college to wrestle, and I was on academic probation, and rightfully so. I was a bit of a bad guy. And by
you're
the
still
time,
a bad guy. You're still a shithead.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And by the time I got there, I was trying to wrestle at 165 from 195, and I got in like wicked shape. And I was not allowed to be like NCAA rules would not allow me on the mats to wrestle. And I ended up basically just training all the time at home, like fighting my roommates and shit. Like one was a New England champion. They were all very, very good, and I would just fight them in the house. But never really get solid training in. And then I started to get really good. I got one time off the mat where I started fucking up the guy who was the New England champion. I was like, oh shit, I may have a chance at this. And then right before I was going to be able to second semester, be able to wrestle like an idiot. Like I truly was the most rambunctious human being you could ever meet at that period of time. I was drinking and we were smashing mailboxes, and it's a great sport. Great sport.
Definitely and not a federal.
There's a whole point system.
Almost, no, almost as good as Irish step dancing. Almost as intense as Irish step dancing.
I would say this is far more intense. Okay. There's a lot of accuracy. Yeah. It takes a lot of fitness to be able to. So we were so drunk, and my friend threw a rock and hit a lamppost, and I was like, oh, I want to do the same. So I went to the second lamppost, and I threw it, and I missed it, and I was like 2 feet away. I was that drunk. And I was like, fuck you. And I punched the thing, and I cut this finger. And this is the only, like, really bad injury I've ever had in my life. And I cut the finger so bad that it cut the tendon, and, like, it's always been, like, a little bit of a gimp hand ever since. And I was unable to wrestle the rest of the season because I was in, like, a claw. And it was really fun. We'd party. I'd be like, the claw! that's another story for another time. But I never got to actually have experience wrestling. So by the time I got to the end of that year, I was like, fuck this. I just want to compete. So I dropped out of school and started a whole new chapter. But enough about my retarded life. Tracy, like, how did you get into Spartan Race? Because I'll admit, as a brand, Spartan Race is dying, and I'm not trying to diminish your lifestyle, but it was crazy. Like, I was in it about 8 to 10 years ago, and it was banging. Like, it was so crazy epic. And I wonder with somebody, like, you know, you see all these sports that are coming up, like Hyrox is getting important, like popular, Decafit's getting really popular. You guys just seem to be really invested in Spartan Race, and I was too. Like, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
it seems like it's kind of hit its plateau, and now it's kind of.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've followed Spartan for a really long time. Like, I'm a Joey's in here in the chat, but I'm a washed up D1 athlete for on the track and field team with him. And I've watched it forever, like even when we were in college. And it was just one of those things that I thought it was kind of stupid at first when I was watching it. Not like, don't take offense to that, but I was like, why are these guys running in mud? Like, I was a pole vaulter. So my life was not about running ever. And then I got out of
held yourself in the air through with a stick.
Yeah, I really did. That's my retarded
wild,
life.
Wild, wild woman.
Shit, yep.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy. So I wasn't like a runner, but it was being on the track team is like all about community, even though it's like an individual sport. Like, you are a solo person, you know, doing whatever it is, but you're a part of a team of, you know, like 60 women, 60 guys, whatever. And when I got out of college, I had like nothing. Like, you go from like being an athlete to doing absolutely nothing. Like, there's nothing on the calendar. You don't really know what your goals are. And I was just kind of lost in the sauce. And I ended up in Florida. And I was kind of like,
say?
Florida.
Okay. Interesting. Learning.
Boy, accent is coming out real hard right now.
Yeah. I ended up in Florida in Tallahassee. And yeah. So I just like kind of didn't really have anything that I was doing with the community. And it was the first thing that I found that I was like, you know, I've been watching the sport for a really long time. I kind of follow it. Like, I know a lot of people that I online because of it. So I said, fuck it. And I just did one. And on a whim, I was a trainer at the time. It didn't have my training program. And I was just like, hey, if anybody wants to go for a run with me one day, like, show up to the Greenway, which is a trail by our house at X time. And like 20 people came. And I was like, I don't know why the hell they're here for me, but let's just do it. So we just went and we ran and had a good time. And then we kind of like got involved with DECA. Yancey reached out, and that's how I ended up doing Spartan Races as a whole, is because I actually started with DECA first because of all that community stuff.
How many years ago was this?
I've been with DECA for it's been like since they started. So it's like 3 years now.
In the heart of COVID? I guess Florida, yeah, Florida didn't believe in COVID.
No, we were still going out and being at the beach and doing our thing. But they started because of COVID, really. You know, like, they came out of COVID. They came out of COVID directly into gyms. So that way we could still be doing something while the gyms were trying to ramp up their business. Like, that's why it's about brick and mortar facilities, really. Like, not to, like, you know, deck up or anything. But that's how it all started, is because they reached out to us because we couldn't go to races. Like, Spartan in Jacksonville, when it reopened after COVID, we had to wear masks.
Have you ever done OCRWC?
No, I've never made it out there. I would love to.
A cool event.
I would love to, but I haven't made it out there.
Yeah, well, I hope they bring it back. So, yeah, guys, these ladies are basically kind of coming under the umbrella of Here to Party Sports. They're going to be, they have their own podcast, but they'll regularly be guests on this thing. We'll just keep on coming together. checkups, all that kind of stuff. Much like Barstool Sports, they had like Caller Daddy, and they have all these kind of like reach out podcasts, and they all come in and collaborate together. That's our goal for this partnership. And we're kind of just
the office.
Yeah, we're having these girls on so you guys can get to know them. So if you see them randomly, you're like, who the fuck is this? You now know who it is. So out of curiosity, like, how do you guys feel about the female fitness industry? Because I just want to get your opinion, and then we're gonna roll. I'm not saying anything. I'm a fly on the wall to hear your guys' opinions.
You want to go first?
Do you want the nicer version or the meaner version first?
Christian podcast. We're not going to use heavy words. We're going to use actually pretty inclusive words.
Okay, then, you know, fuck that. That is the definition of the female fitness industry. Tracy, just go ahead and start, honestly.
No.
Because mine's going to be – we'll finish with mine so that all the sponsors can get their happiness out earlier on. And then
I am the sponsor. I found all
of
this.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. Well, then fuck right off. Tracy, you go, and then I'll go, and we'll do this thing.
God. There's so many different ways that you can go with that. I mean, like, female, you want to talk about it like female in sports and then not having a voice on why we're doing this whole podcast thing. Like, kind of both.
Like, you guys go.
Okay. Because I was going to say, like, I'm like trying not to be an ass about it, but I think that females are very capable of being in the fitness space. I just think that for some reason they're not. They're not, and I don't really know how to say it without being an asshole either. I don't know. I think females are kind of
big
wusses, and it's hurting. They're not fucking putting themselves out there, and they're like speaking as if they're like not getting enough support, and they're not getting a lot of shit. But they also walk around like their shit don't stink, and it's like they also have to put in the work to be able to be an athlete. And I think that's what separates us between a lot of other people, is like, I don't walk around like I'm the fucking toughest person in the room, you know, but I'm also not afraid to speak out and try new things, you know, and be a part of the guys, the little bros club that we have going on here. Nice. You know, like, we're not all about females. It's about just putting yourself in an uncomfortable position.
Inclusivity.
Okay.
Being a badass. Like, I don't know.
I think that the fitness industry for women was like intoxicated by the whole feminist movement in general, to be honest. Like, I think it just got so much worse when everyone was like, fuck men, or men suck, and like women are the best and whatever. Whoa, whoa. And like, this is the movement.
They said that.
Yes.
They did. Said, I don't know if you know. I know. I don't know if you know, but they did. We were like, they were saying it anyway. So they still say it. I think that it was just intoxicated by that notion. And so then it was this idea that like women should just have a seat at the table without earning it at all. And that's what pisses me off. It's like, I don't get me wrong. Like, women are fucking badass. They do a lot of cool shit. Like, I know you have a lot of women on and guests, like, so like on your other podcast, kind of, right? You have women on as guests.
Yeah.
Without
your podcast. It's not a podcast. it's just phone calls late at night.
Oh, no. Okay. Anyway. Hold on. So I've listened to interviews of you with women. So, you know,
they're on this podcast. Women. All right. We don't not allow women on here, even though that'd be cool. If this was like a tree club, like, not allowed. Boys only. So much. Oh, I would love that.
Dicks only. Anyway. So cool. So I think that women are like badass and they do a lot of cool shit, but like there are a lot that just think that they just deserve a seat at the table for like posting their like glute routine and like posting their glute routine and wearing their like,
we're trying to be nice.
That's literally like an eye patch. It's like literally just covers their areola and they're like, this is fitness. And then they post their like what night eat in a day, and they get pissed if like they're not millionaires. So I think that there's a lot of really poor representations of what it means to be a woman in fitness. Because I think it's like a glorified version of like either hating on men and thinking you deserve a seat at the table, or just like OnlyFans, essentially. Like OnlyFans without being an OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think it's a very sexual
out that the girl posts of, this is my arm day, and the cover is
just their ass.
Oh my God, it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my arm day for the day, and then it's all glute, legs, routine.
Everything is shot from the back. So yeah, you can see your ass.
It's become a very sex forward industry. Like, I even think that this may get me in trouble, but I don't really give a shit. Like, I even think the CrossFit industry, these women just keep on taking their more and more clothes off. And I'm like, I've worked out a lot, like wearing that little clothes, doing that intensive barbell exercises and shit like that. That's like, that hurts. It's like every inch that metal is on your skin fucking hurts.
Yeah.
You guys are just taking off more and more and more and more clothes. And I'm like, I'm not saying you're bad people, but it's a very, you know, that forward kind of industry. And that's why when I found you guys, I was like, these girls are pretty cool. I was like, you guys seem to be like out there doing shit. And it's like, it's inspiring. I'm not going to lie. And like, I've dated a lot of girls and been friends with a lot of girls in the fitness industry. And then when I meet these impressive girls, I'm like, hey, like one of my last girlfriends, I was dating this girl, Jen Wiederstrom, and it was like the biggest name in fitness at the time. And I was like, you have too much fucking going on to be inside of just a picture. I was like, you're smart. You got your shit together. You've got great messaging. You've been all over television, and you should put your voice out there. And like, I'm amazed that there's not more cool voices out there. I'm amazed that, like, I don't know why. I mean, like, you guys seem, when I talk to women, they seem to have just as many opinions and shoot the shit just as much as us. But then all of a sudden you find out about guys and like every fucking dude with nothing to say, like these very like creepy prima donna dudes who like pose in like really weird positions and shit and like all really like erotic pictures, just as weird. They have podcasts. I'm like, what are you guys even fucking talking about?
Well, I think it's like people get a shit ton of hate. And to be honest with you, it's a lot easier to just go on Instagram and post a really hot photo and get a shit ton of likes and views to be able to produce content. Like, as a female, it kind of sucks, but it is what it is. Like, if you go on there and you sexualize yourself, you're going to get a lot of clout. And like, for people like us that are kind of out there that are not doing that, but we're actually producing good content and like helping our clients or like helping the female space in general, it's almost harder for us to get out there because we're not doing those things. So I just think that people, in a way, they're using it. Like, they're using it as a pillar to be like, okay, fuck these guys. I'm a badass chick. Let me show you my body. But also, here's arm day. You know what I'm saying?
When you actually dig into their content of what they're putting out for like what the exercise is, you're like, I could find this on any type of training program. Sure. And these workouts aren't going to do shit.
Sure.
Well, it's all essentially like the form of instant gratification, but on social media, which is like fast clicks, quick money, quick attention, like gaining followers as fast as possible. I think everyone's just inherently fucking lazy, to be honest. Like, and it's just grown like so much more since COVID. And I think that honestly, the like intoxication of the whole feminist movement has infiltrated not just the female fitness industry, but also the male fitness industry, because women essentially told men that like they need to stop being men, which is the worst thing that you can do for not only like them for themselves, but also for men and also for society as a whole. And so like men started acting like these little bitch boys, posting their like weird like skinny boy abs, and like like it became like, I felt like, I feel like male fitness has become feminine, if that makes sense. Like, yeah, I feel I feel like male fitness, I'll look at posts and I'm just like, this is like, I feel like I have a bigger dick than y'all right now. Like, this is very confusing. Like, I don't understand why people are even attracted to this content, but they are. So,
yeah.
You guys should look up this. Where's the study? Okay, hold on.
I was going to say too, like everybody and their dog has a fitness program out there. You know, Ryan, you're saying that it's kind of like, I think that the way that the culture is now too, is everything is online. So people are in this craze of like the easiest way to get by in this life is to have some sort of online presence and like social media. Like, you don't work for the man anymore. You work for yourself, which I think is great for specific people and what you're doing, but it puts yourself in a position where everybody else is doing this. You're on your phone, you know, 25/8, like you're constantly seeing what other people are doing. So the easy way out is to do what everybody else is doing, you know?
You should look up this study called Universe 25. This is the trippiest fucking thing. And it's parallel to a lot of like cultures and the way that they came up together. But just to paraphrase it, the scientists took this enclosing and put a bunch of rats in there and gave them unlimited food, unlimited opportunity, unlimited safety, unlimited space to create nests and everything like that. and to see what would happen to this community where there was no competition, there was no threat, there was just like paradise for rats. It just kept on growing and growing and growing, and then all of a sudden it reached this like terminal, like this critical size where all of a sudden now some weird shift happened where all of a sudden these male mice started to remove themselves and they called themselves the pretty mice and they would only associate with each other. They would no longer have sex with, they weren't having sex with each other, but they weren't having sex with chicks or anything. They were just like very into themselves and they no longer were producing anything. They were very soft and weird. And the females became very aggressive, outspoken, and like outspoken for rats, but just like fucking like hard ass rats. And then like the entire community collapsed. And it just like all of a sudden just like was like, hot air balloon, then popped and went down. And it's weird that's kind of happening to our society where there's like these fucking, it's almost happening. And like I see men spend more time on themselves almost than chicks these days. And, you know, whatever, guys can do whatever the fuck they want. But it is weird how you're saying all this stuff. And I put it in here, I was like, I almost feel like there's a distorted reality in the fitness scene these days. Like these people truly do think that they are celebrities. And like when they post a picture like it's of like what they're doing, they have this distorted reality themselves where I know a lot of people in the industry who have like they're posting pictures in front of Porsches and Ferraris and stuff. And you go hang out with them and they have nothing. They're absolutely broke and they're wearing like raw gear, like all this dope gear. Their whole outfit costs like $1,000, but they don't even have $1,000 to their name. And it's this really, really weird cultural thing. And well, I don't know how to explain it. And I will say, I'm hoping that this and you guys become this like beacon of hope of reality and conversations and like leaders in the space. Because it is cool to see raw, cool people speaking about their lives, living their lives, but then not posting something that is not even like tangible or livable by most human beings because it's not real.
Right. I think that this all, like everything that you're talking about has come about by two things. One is like this like inability to undergo like challenge and experience. Which is like nobody's willing to gain experience. So they just build this brand that doesn't exist. Like they don't have a brand. And so their brand is like quick money and like Porsches and Lamborghinis and Ferraris and whatever the hell they're trying to like post.
Because I like that's all those
and
things.
It's fake. Right, sure. But like people like those things. Yeah. That's why, but that's their brand.
And that's their actual lifestyle.
Because, right. Because they haven't taken the time to actually like gain experience, work for the man, or like grind it out a little bit so that they can have a program, right, that they sell. That actually means something because they're not buying the program because it's a program. Because in reality, it's all sets and reps and whatever. They're buying something from somebody that they trust, that they like, that they enjoy, that they know is intelligent, has put years and years and like time and blood and sweat and tears into whatever they're putting out. And so I think there's that. And then in terms of like the whole like study that you're posting about is.
I found the 38 minute YouTube video. I posted it in the comments.
Gotta watch it.
Yeah. Which John B. Calhoun.
Oh,
I see it.
I think
don't wait, watch it. Don't watch it. We'll get to distracted.
Yeah, no, yeah, no. We're not gonna put up 3 minute video.
Oh, but Hunter, as far as you like the way that you're talking about this study that came out, I think it's very interesting. I think it comes about like I don't know how into the weeds you want to get with this, but like where this is, I think where the problem of like I hate traditional gender roles, but it's like there are men do men things. For reasons, because they're better at these things. And like women do women like feminine things for like women reasons, because they're better at these things. And I think when you stop doing that and people start doing jobs that they're not inherently good at, you have weird shit occur. Like stuff doesn't start running smoothly. And like men stop knowing what the fuck to do with themselves because like men need a sense of personal responsibility. They no longer have that. So they start being like weird fucking bitch pretty boys. And then women get really confused and they feel like they're like, well, shit, like I wanted all this responsibility and all this power and all this authority. So now I'm just going to become some tyrannical bitch and also like not know what I'm doing. And then you have this weird rat society where like women are jerks and men are like little babies
limp.
Yeah, and like but nothing gets done, like it's not productive, it's entirely counterproductive. And I'm not saying like men deserve all the power and women should like not do any of that, but I'm just saying like there are roles for a reason. Like, men and women are good at certain things for certain reasons, and it's worked for thousands of years. So
I need a homemaker woman in my life. I, before I got in here, went to my fridge and I was like, what am I gonna have for dinner? It's empty. I forgot to buy groceries, and I was like, fuck, I'm gonna stop. Can't save me. I was like,
yo, that's that sticky note. The sticky note is literally just him being like, buy sandwich.
Dude,
later.
You guys have no idea. Like,
there's one takeaway from this podcast.
I need help. Like, I'm so worried because I can't go down the hill again today. I already went down once. I have a rule, and now I'm fucked. I will starve to death. I'll probably die tonight.
You should tell them about the hill because it's not just a normally like wind down. Just
the girls
one
are coming to the hill. The girls are coming to the hill. They're coming out here next week and they're coming.
Get your motion sick pills ready. I'm 30 minutes prior because I got sick. I get motion sick and that truck and the constant motion of just going up the uneven ground. It takes 15 minutes to get up the hill.
Ryan's the biggest pussy that I know, by the way. On his job interview, he shows up the first day in like a suit and tie, all professional. I was like, this guy's with it. The next day, he's like, hey, guys, I'm not going to be able to make it to the workout this morning. There's something wrong with my neck. This pussy went to sleep in the hotel with the wrong kind of material, like whatever the fuck it was, pillow, like the material on there, gave him allergic reaction, and he almost broke his neck on a pillow sleeping. Like, he went to the emergency room. So no wonder a drive up and down a hill would make this soft man completely disheveled.
Aww.
It's a car ride. Ryan's like, oh, help me, Lord, please. We ain't going to make it through this storm.
I agree. I was like, I need fresh air, guys. I'm going to puke in your car.
Yeah. Also, like, isn't this hill in, like, a really nice region? He's like, oh, no, I'm surrounded by wealth. This is so hard.
It is in Malibu. It's in the wealthiest zip code in the world. Yeah. But Ryan can't handle it. He's like, the sun is so hot and the sand from the beach is in my shoes. Save me.
Yo, that's going to be go up in nice like, roads. I'm too poor. I can't get up. I'll walk up this fucking
damn, Ryan. I wish you were coming when we were.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys would go to the grocery store and have a heart attack. It is crazy here because it's so fucking expensive.
But it's like an $10
in California.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. This part of California, there's other places. Like my cabin. You guys could survive there for like 6 months on one paycheck, which is awesome.
Dude, I'm gonna literally just—I'm just gonna not eat then for the next 4 days.
Am I gonna have to like? Am I gonna like have to pack groceries and everything that I'm gonna need to come up there to fucking survive 3 days?
There is this super weird guy,
Anthony Kunkel, and we call him Uncle Kunkel. And I don't know if it was because he was broke or if he's just like got such a weird diet, but he came to California and packed like these heinously gross thing called keto bricks, which are basically like brick frozen turds. Yeah. And they're literally hard as a rock. And he just eats them. It's like 10,000 calories of pure fat. And he would like survive off of that. And like bags of pink Himalayan sea salt.
That's not terrible.
What the fuck are you doing? Diet. Yeah. 100%. 100%. He's like, good. I'm optimized. He was bragging about how his gut health was so fantastic that people would pay him $100 a turd to basically, I don't know if you guys know about this. This is a deep rabbit hole that we can,
yeah, you can do. You can do fecal
transplants.
Yeah. Yeah.
My friend was dating a girl who was in a fecal transplant.
Oh, they don't want mine.
And like, yeah, I was like, you guys,
they're like, we got to study this out. For the worst shit ever.
Dude, I was just telling Tracy this.
Get mine.
I did a Phycelium husk cleanse last night into this morning, and I weighed myself. I weighed myself on the scale at 205.2 this morning, and I shit all the way down to 202.8.
Okay, dude, I don't believe
what
it.
What is you did a mycelium?
Mycelium husk. It's like this fiber that people put in their shakes, or you can literally just fill it up like really big. You get like 5-6 tablespoons, and then stir it like crazy, chug it down, and it becomes instant cement. Like if you don't drink it very fast, it will just brick up in the cup. And it creates a pretty solid mass, and it just goes down through your digestive tract and just scrapes everything out of your digestive tract. And then it just sat in my toilet. It was multiple poos, by the way. Multiple.
Oh, my God. I did a coffee enema one time, and that shit was a crazy story.
Sexy.
I did it, and it was the most intimate I've ever been with my mother in my life.
There you go.
Did you make this as a mistake? You're like, Mom, I made a mistake. Help.
No, actually, I mean, if you really want to know, like, the tube would go.
No.
Does everyone know?
No. This is podcast two material. You pipe it down.
Save some for the second
show. That's for the FaceTime later.
I one time was looking directly in the eyes of one of my ex-girlfriends as I shit myself. That was one of the most intimate moments I've ever had. I was incredibly sick before a race. She was just standing there, and I just wet, hot butt stuff came out. And I was like, get out of the room right now. She's like, what? I said, get the fuck out. I shouted at her. All right, enough about
that's what poo. I said to my mom, actually. So, like, this is a very similar story, I feel.
We do not need to bone about your butt tubes. So, in curiosity, when, like, do you guys have any clarity at this point with, like, where you guys want to go with this? Like, some of the, like, our podcast is about interviewing, like, high performers in sport, interesting people in sport, and entrepreneurs and, like, high performers in life. And, like, that's kind of our messaging. And we try to have a good time with it. You girls
why
are
the fuck
kind,
do you have us on?
I was about to say, it's like, you guys are a charity case. But
I was like, what are we doing here,
brother? Yeah. So, like, what are you guys trying to develop with your podcast? Like, what's the messaging behind it? And do you guys have, like, a direction that you guys are going with? Just so people know. Just so I know.
Oh, do you want to answer that?
Yeah. I mean, who wants to horseshit this better? Like, you or me?
Yeah, this was your homework from the last time that we had the off-air.
Wait, yeah, Tracy, we made notes. Look at the notes.
Yeah.
Look at the sticky notes.
When you
answer these questions, this is kind of like the homework, and come back when you have an answer.
Okay, no. Look, I gave Tracy the homework to keep, so it's in her folder. So she needs to be responsible.
I'm not gonna go to the notes because they're probably very far down in my notebook. But honestly, same. Like, I'm not gonna say Spartan because we're going into other things, but we do have, like, a lot of connections in the communities that we've built, like her with jiu-jitsu and like me in the DECA and just hybrid realm in general. And we want to be able to give other people a platform to be able to speak. And also, like, you guys are on the elite train where I feel like everybody that you guys interview is like elite athletes. Oh, and we're not elite athletes, but I think that a lot of the sports do thrive on like age groupers and shit like that. And I want to like actually be able to talk to them. I mean, not for nothing, but like a lot of the age group people pay to run these races and they're a big part of the sport. So
I respect that. I'm probably really bad at speaking to those people.
You are very bad at speaking to those people besides us.
I'm a sweet peach. All right. Let's move on.
He's like, if you're an age group, it means you're fucking slow.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly where I said we're gonna ride to this high rocks together, and then you can just pretend like you didn't come with us. So that way we can race and you just can be there on the side.
Lock the car, leave you guys.
Hey, are you guys competing in the LA High Rocks?
What time do you guys race?
They didn't tell us yet.
They won't tell you till a week out.
You're there to party.
They don't exactly. Yeah. They don't tell us until like a couple days out. But I'm doing partners with Alana.
Pretty pumped you guys are getting in at midnight. Stoked.
Same. 3 a.m. here, even better.
Yeah.
Stoked. So
Team no sleep.
If I go to your guys' podcast, it says two personal trainers and athletes keeping it real while chatting about life, fitness, and the pursuits of fuckery. Mm-hmm. And it says grab a drink and vibe with us. Your top three podcasts is hanging out and getting tattoos with Hector Salas. We caught someone cheating mid moments and finding gratitude in life and fitness. Very interesting topics. Lot of range here.
Yeah.
Our podcasts are very different. Let's hear about the story about catching somebody mid cheating.
Dude, did you watch it? First of all, I mean, I'll tell you.
I didn't.
We watched it and listened to it. But we just want you to give it a synopsis to like tease us to then we'll jump off and we'll make this a jump off.
I can't. I'll just tell you, like, long story short. Long story short, it was early as hell in the morning and I went to Publix and I got out of my car and the person that was directly in front of me was getting a blowjob out of their vehicle. And sick. Yeah, like, what are we doing with our fucking lives? Like, at Publix in the first spot. Yeah.
Jealous.
Yeah, like, I know. What the hell?
So, I want to get a fucking blowjob at 7 a.m.
Like, these people got
it's at 7 a.m. We're talking 7 a.m. blowjob?
Early. Early.
What like, hour?
Morningwood Radio type shit. You know what I'm saying?
This is the kind of passion I'm looking for in my life. Ladies, take note. I was like, if we ain't going to the grocery store, blowjob first, grocery second. I was listening to this piece the other day, and they were saying there was this like sex. It was like the sex podcast, and they were talking, and they were like sex professionals. They were saying, hey, listen, you guys in the dating world are fucking things up, especially if you guys have been in long, intimate relationships. Do not have sex after dinner when you're all bloated and tired and the night's been extended.
Yes, have it before.
You need to fuck first. And that's exactly how I do my shopping. I've got come up to my ears. I need to get this out in my system so I can have clarity in the store.
Yes.
So
well, let's hear about this. Doing it's 7 a.m. So
who was the cheater?
They both were because they got out the car. Yeah. Oh my God. Gasp.
How do you know?
They got
this?
Out the car.
Did they finish? Did you watch the whole thing?
I
he didn't.
I awkwardly took a video.
You took a video.
Yo, imagine the guy just there blue balls.
So, what the fuck? It's like I'm the only other person in the parking lot when Publix opens. So I get out.
Let's get some context here. Okay, here's the front door and the sign, and here's the whole parking lot. Like front door signs over here, back of the parking lot entrance is over here. Where were they?
Oh, we're the first two spots in front of the door.
Legends. You got to use that neon lighting to get the fucking good view. It's green lighting over the top of her head.
They were trying to be the first ones in and out. You know what I'm saying? So like.
Appreciate that. In camera view.
Yep. So I get out my car and she like gets out and this guy really awkwardly, I don't know why he had his whole pants down. That's his fucking business. We
gotta get the heat off.
I gotta let everything air out, I guess.
Get that sweaty butt on the seat.
Gets out ass first, pulls his pants up, and I'm just like there. So what am I gonna do? Get out and be like, hey, nice ass. So I kind of like stayed behind. It was like, now they're chit-chatting. He lets her go away super awkwardly. So obviously I had to start videotaping. So I get back in my car and I like pull down the window so I can like hear him talk. And they go to her vehicle, which is now directly in front of me. So I'm sitting in the driver's side and they are right in front of me in the spot. And I'm like this with my fucking phone.
Do you know these people?
No. Because then the guy saw me. And so now we're like looking at each other. And then the first thing that they do is they start talking about their families and what they did for Thanksgiving. So now they're both like, oh, well, how was your Thanksgiving? As if they just happened to see each other in the parking lot and was like, hey, friend, how was your family Thanksgiving? How was your family Thanksgiving?
This is what I do after every blowjob, though. I mean, this is very common.
I mean, like, they have this shit down pat. They like notice somebody's catching it. They immediately strike conversation about their own family's like friendship, you know?
Like, and I was like, Thanksgiving illusion card, go.
Yeah. Like the Uno reverse, I was there. So I got
them on
video.
What have you done with this footage?
I still got it.
Nice.
Apparently, from the comments, she's texted it to a couple of her friends and they woke up to this video.
Yeah, I've definitely seen this
video.
A little bit of blackmail never hurt anybody.
It was not. You couldn't actually see the action going down. You could see them like kind of getting in and out of the car. Yeah, there was no, it was really actually, I'm not going to lie, quite unexciting. But so
I caught the canoodling and like the side kiss and then him like directly looking at me pretty much being like, oh, this fucker's filming. And I was just really awkwardly like, yes.
Now, to give people context, that was podcast number 63. Podcast number 62 is Finding Gratitude in Life and Fitness. Was this part of your gratitude in life? You're like, wow, what a star, like a bright star in the sky in the early morning. Like there's still a little bit of shine out there.
This
cool opportunity.
Someone's giving head and
someone's gotta do it. Exactly.
And for that we're grateful, bro.
You guys gotta look at the silver lining in this, and there's a beauty there. There's like love being spread everywhere.
Right.
Public parking lots.
Right.
So there's a wide range here. So I'm gonna start to go into some more rapid fire questions. Who would be your dream guest?
Ooh.
Like, besides
anybody, besides you guys,
mm-hmm.
good. on, if I'm being honest, probably like Joe Rogan, because then we'd be for sure rich as fuck. So
that's cheap. That's cheap.
See, I wasn't going to fucking say that because you said you didn't listen to him anymore, but it was,
should I say something meaningful? Should I say something like that? I actually mean, because I mean, like from a business perspective,
I was actually, no, I seriously was thinking that, but I wasn't going to say it because you said he didn't like it. Like him.
That's your truth. Or, and I'm not going to, I'm not here to shame you and your lifestyle.
Or above that. I would have, I would have, who's a Joe Biden's press secretary? I would have that bitch on.
The black chick?
Yeah, well,
Jean-Pierre?
I don't know.
One, Jean-Pierre?
No, it's a chick.
She blows up every interview. They're like, ask her a question. Yes. And she's like,
We're done.
Yeah, I know. That's why I would have her on, but I would get her drunk as shit before.
It's like if someone like unplugged a wire from the back of her head. She's like, no answers. Between her and Joe Biden, you're like, who the fuck let these people up on stage? I was like, there has to be a team of people being like, this is a terrible idea. Because I see on the internet is just all these little, like, just cut segments of just idiots from that department. And I'm like, good God.
They give him a set of your post-it notes, and that's what he's reading off of.
And he always gets lost. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? And then this is the person you have follow up to be like, we're going to clear up this PR crisis. And then she's like, I have no answers.
Yeah. Wait, okay. Tracy, no. A-plus. Our dream guest would totally be Theo Von.
Yes. Okay. That makes sense. And there's some color to that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got a little bit better. What is your dream race or event? I know you do karate, so would you like to fight another dojo? Tracy, do you have like a race that you've been dreaming of?
That's kind of hard because like next year I want to get into more like long distance shit and not do anything that I really was doing this whole year. So like we're trying to do like the 100K San Fran race next year. Like I want to get into more like ultra
in San Francisco.
Space.
The likelihood of you catching hepatitis and being kidnapped there, high.
Well. Yeah. I want to do 100K plus. I want to get into more long distance shit next year. So
that's your race though.
For next year, I'll say, yeah.
I'm going to send you up there with some road flares and a BB gun just to protect yourself.
Cool.
Okay.
I honestly hate IBJJF. So I would say I'm probably going to do more IBJJF tournaments, but IBJJF is really like shitty. It's just,
what is an IBJJFFF?
Yeah, well, you gotta have something that you want to do. Like, there's that like weird competition in Abu Dhabi and stuff. Like, is there a competition? 80, like, I would love to go.
Abu Dhabi
ADCC
looks like
is cool.
Awesome.
Interesting.
Oh, really?
They kidnap you, chicks.
Gang.
What else?
I'm down.
You're like, wah, bitch.
Yeah.
So you gotta have something. Come hit me with something.
For what I want to do. ADCC tournaments are pretty cool, and they're also no-gi, and I like no-gi a lot better anyways, so I would probably want to do a couple of ADCC, like, trial tournaments. They're just freaking intense. I mean, like, the trials, so, like, one of the girls that I used to train at Atos with, she just won the ADCC East Coast trials, and she just won IBJJF Worlds at Black Belt, so she's, like, freaking on fire, but it's, like, ridiculously hard, but it'd be fun, so probably ADCC.
Just to give people some context here, what color belt are you? What color crayon do you got wrapped around your waist?
Blue. I'm like a little baby.
So you're one level up.
I'm basically a white belt that the coach is just like, you've been here for a while.
Glorified.
You dyed it yourself? You're like, oh, I must have washed it with a blue t-shirt. Just going to leave.
No, actually, I didn't want to get promoted. Yeah, I didn't want to get promoted, to be honest. I love being a white belt. I was like, this is the fucking shit. And then I got promoted. Like, and I was
underdog.
Like,
underdog.
No, yeah, it sucks. Because then now I get leg locked and foot locked all the time.
Okay. Dream gift. If like you were like, hey man, it'd be so cool if someone gave me this, like a dream gift. Like it could be the most expensive car in the world. It could be I don't know, what do chicks like? I don't understand women at all to the point these days. What would you
I
want to
go on a yacht.
That's
I
want
to go on a yacht just to sit
I was
on
just
one.
About to say a vacation.
Actually, no. Well, to be honest, never mind.
Go ahead.
Coffee enema on
you
a yacht.
Say that shit. Yeah.
Watch this.
Can't say that
no.
shit.
No. I just really
I
want to
be peaceful when I'm getting this thing.
I really just want to have sex on a yacht. Like a really banging yacht. And then
that's fair. And then that's honest about it. And we're here to support it. We want to know the honest truth. So if you just spent time, you're in the wrong part of the state. You could literally go to Miami and that would be fulfilled probably within 30 minutes of you being there. People will just pull up
and
on
you. And take your ass on a yacht.
We'll let random true. Women there. So I don't know what kind of, what you, where your bar is set, but it's low in Miami. Like you,
my will, ass doesn't look fake enough. It's not fake enough.
You will be coaxed onto a boat very quickly. Understand what happens after the session's done is the real risk because you could be tossed out of the ocean. Okay, we know what you want. I'm going to put that down. Christmas is right around the corner.
We do have a friend that lives down there in Miami that has access to boat.
What I could do is I could send some of my rich friends up there, and then they could take the swamp canals all the way up to where you guys live. So they'll come in from the Atlantic Ocean, up some of them, and switch it to a fan boat for a little while.
Just ruin the yacht as it gets up north.
It's like brown.
Pick up the trash, go back down south.
Tracy, dream gift for you, and if it's sexual, it's okay. You can share your. This is a safe space.
Oh my god, dude!
On our Christian podcast.
I don't know if I could say it.
Tracy's like, ain't old.
No, I was just gonna say, fucking. I'm a traveler. No, you know what I want? You can give me a fucking an actual like gift. Like I want to travel the United States. So gift me the fucking RV mega setup so I can do that.
You want a Greyhound bus ticket?
Yes, I do.
And you want a sweepstakes?
Fucking give me a ticket and just fucking send me and don't tell me where I'm going and I will pack a bag and I'll end up there.
Anytime I chat up chicks.
I want to end up on the yacht. Give me a Greyhound ticket to go to the yacht that Abigail's going to be on.
Tracy will literally be watching me mid-session and she's like, I've arrived.
Anytime I've chatted up chicks and I'm just like, hey, listen, we should meet up. And they're not from here. I'm like, I'm not buying you a ticket. I'm buying you a Greyhound bus ticket. So you have 7 days to really think about what's about to happen. No, I'm just kidding around. But seriously.
And no one's ever showed up. They always change their mind halfway.
They get to like bus stop five and they're like, this dude's not worth it.
I've had to shit in a public bathroom.
I've driven across the country 11 times now. And every time it's more interesting than the last. I mean, sometimes I've sped right through. But if you take the time to like truly appreciate the United States, it's so much fun.
We're doing it next year.
And if you do it with the right person.
We're doing
it's
it next
blast.
Year.
Yeah. I'll tell you the route to go on. There's definitely a bunch of different ways to do it. The southern border down near like Mexico is scary as fuck. That was my first time driving across the country, and I've got some crazy stories about that. Who's your dream man?
What is with these fucking dream questions?
Joe Biden.
A night with Joe Biden would be amazing because he would just keep on waking up in the middle of it and be like, hey, who are you? You beautiful little turtle dove. It'd just be a new introduction and you could just keep on building new dialogue to story.
Yes,
it'd just be,
I could
it'd
change
be a
my
very
name.
Interesting date.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so Joe Biden. Tracy, do you have somebody who's a little bit more age appropriate?
That could not be her fucking more age appropriate.
You can tell the age difference.
Considering Abigail's age and Joe Biden's age, I think that's a fucking crime.
Yeah.
He would actually get arrested.
It's technically not. He should be getting arrested for a lot of other things, but that's besides
the point.
Well,
yeah, that would put him over the edge. That would actually make him get arrested.
My dream man. Oh, should I say Andrew Tate? I should.
You should. I saw somebody make a comment about that already.
Somebody asked Hunter, what are your thoughts on Andrew Tate?
I love that motherfucker.
I think he's a character at this point. Like, I think he's smart enough. If anybody hasn't caught on to this, he's a character. It's like a WWE wrestler who's not in the ring right now. And it's very smart. It's a marketable move where he's basically targeting men who are insecure and a little bit lost in the world of just this, like, this basically untamable tech world where your perception of yourself is basically entirely based off of how you can make yourself look. Even if you don't have anything to back it, you can basically disillusion people around the world through, like, you don't even know if he has all that money. Like, he could be really clever at renting all these things out. I don't know, but I'm saying there's a lot of smoke and mirrors to these games. And I think he has like a positive message in a lot of ways. And I also think that he's just a character. It's almost like the liver. He's like the Liver King. Like, Liver King's obviously another version of an extreme. And it's very easy for people to get behind that because It's almost the same way that people sensationalize Hulk Hogan. Like, Hulk Hogan probably didn't live like that at all in real life, but when he got out there into the ring, he's the most macho man in history, picking people up, chugging beer, running around in his underpants, and people are like, that's someone I could be. And then he goes and he leaves the stage and he's not that person at all. And, you know, that's something people have to be aware of. And I studied a lot the Red Pill movement just because I was like, there's so many people getting involved in this. It'd be stupid not to read it. Like, you know, it's like read the Bible just because there's a lot of people that read it. So when you encounter somebody who's really into the Bible, you have somewhat of an opportunity to talk with this person and understand what they're into. And I think Andrew Tate, to a degree, is a handsome guy. Like, I bet you it's very sexy to see someone drive around with, like, the cleanest fucking clothes, the sickest watches, the freshest cars, on boats all the time. Like, I'd sleep with that guy. Like, you're like, fuck, this is cool, dude.
Yeah.
Like, do you want sex now? Like, that's just, like, that's the thing. And that's why my dream girl's Oprah. Like, nobody's playing the game like her. She's like, she owns fucking TV networks, and she's a billionaire. I'm like, you guys go after these girls, all this cleavage out there and butt cheeks. I was like, I want the queen bee. So that's why she's always been in my celebrity bangs.
Isn't the Oprah? Queen bee Beyonce? Really? I was just about to say Beyonce.
No, dude. Beyonce's weak. Beyonce's weak shit, dude. She has to be on stage to make money. Oprah just sits there like a puppeteer. She's like, bitches, dance for me. And I love true. That. I was like, that's a woman. That's a woman. She doesn't have to dance anymore. Beyonce's like sticking her fucking way too big body into tighter and tighter dresses, trying to make you guys like her, doing that little jig dance. I'm like, mm-mm. Woman, you've lost it.
And I know okay. Tracy's
I mean, she still fucking got it, but.
Okay, but Tracy's she's got it. But the fact that you still have to keep that hustle up when you should just be in like the next chapter of your life and chilling a little bit, it's like, it's over, dude. Like, you did it. But you know, when people are out there still trying to get that attention and stuff, they're a little bit lost. I'm like, Oprah, you know, you sit down with her. She's like, let's just chill, baby. She's like, we did it. We're here. She picks me up in a purple helicopter. I'm like, fuck yes. I'd Irish goodbye you guys all the time. I'm like, Oprah's picking me up. You're like, wait, what? And then just a pull cord just rips me away. I'm like, bye, bitches. Like, yeah. So I've got my fantasies. All right.
All right. Alana's calling me out. She said Harry
Styles. Is
it
Harry Styles? I knew it was fucking Harry Styles, dude.
That is a very interesting thing. Like, he's a very pretty man.
He's a pretty boy.
Harry Styles is fucking gay.
Yeah, but dude, that'd be like having sex. I feel like that'd be like having sex with a twisty straw. Like, he is a very feminine man, like a very thin feminine man. And that could be hot to some people. I'm not saying your truth, but like, you just went from Andrew Tate to an Irish tap dancer with tattoos.
Okay, mine is for real.
He wears like outfits that make him look like a bumblebee on stage. And I was like,
he reminds me of like Elton John, like a 2023 version of Elton John. But for some reason, it's
Elton
so
John's
hot.
On my celebrity bang list too.
Dude, Elton John
night.
Is the shit.
Dream.
Like, he's the shit. Yeah.
I went to his 70th birthday party. I'll tell you guys a funny story. I went to his 70th birthday party because I used to joke around. I all my gay friends out in LA, and I'm like, dude. They're like, I'm like, dude. If I'm gonna fuck any dude, it's gonna be Elton John. And one day, I got called by one of my friends. He's very successful business. He goes, hey man, I know this sounds crazy, but my business partner had to pull out and we got invited to Elton John's birthday party. Do you want to come? And I was like,
yes.
And I ditched my girlfriend and I was like, she's like, what's happening? I was like, Elton John's birthday party. She's like, why are you going? I was like, shut your face. She's like, you have no right to ask that question.
I would fucking love to go to Elton John's birthday party.
I went and I thought it was going to be this like crazy experience. It was a charity and it was a beautiful experience. Don't get me wrong. Yes. It was a charity event. Lady Gaga sung, Stevie Wonder sung. I had like tears coming down my face. It was such a beautiful moment. But I was like, definitely not going to get laid tonight. This is way.
Totally not even going to talk to Ellen John.
Oh, it was so lame. I was like, why? Like, I came here for the wrong thing. So, okay. So you're Harry Styles. You want an effeminate bumblebee man who's got a great voice.
Yeah,
he's got,
and I think he's also
can
the
I
shit
pick a
of
woman?
2023.
He's an actor.
So like, take me
he's
anywhere.
An actor.
Right, he's an actor. He's a singer. He's got everything. He's won every fucking award this year in 2023. Like, if some dude's got he got to take us on, it's probably him. So
wait, can I
I'll
pick
be around
a
the
woman?
World to go see him?
You can. Can I? You can.
Okay. Because I was gonna, my real answer is probably like Tim Kennedy, but my not real but also real answer would be Margot Robbie.
Ooh.
Yeah, Margot Robbie's pretty hot.
God, she's so fucking
but
fine.
She's just an actress, though.
I don't
I'm getting attacked right now by Caleb Date saying there's a lot of gay comments coming out of me. I'm just going to be honest. If you people haven't figured out that gay people are living the best life of anybody in this world, you guys fucked up. I was like, you guys fucked up. You meet a 40-year-old straight guy, he's like, I don't know if I'm going to kill myself or make it through the day. You meet a 40-year-old gay guy, he's like, I've done 10 different drugs today. I'm going to a concert tonight. And then we're all taking a cruise next week. I'm like, how is this possible?
Yep.
How are you living such a life? You look like a 25-year-old. My 40-year-old straight dudes look like they are on the verge of death. Like gray hairs everywhere. They're like half miserable.
My wife
hates me. These gay guys are like, I have 70 different boyfriends. And all of them are hot. And they pay
You're not wrong.
I know. Yeah. It's
you just
need
to admit to like the whole coming out story when we first started this thing. Dude, I think it's like actually greatest. Fucking real now.
Listen, it was a shapeshifter.
We've already encountered that.
Out of curiosity, I had this in my notes. What do you think women really want these days? What does a woman want, a modern day woman want? Like, do they
to
want
to be fucking taken care of, brother?
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
These days?
You guys are putting
are you
up a
fucking
big.
Fucking kidding me?
You guys are putting up a big fight. Big fight. Could be a lot easier. Could be a lot easier if you guys didn't fight so hard.
I feel like women these days want to be top G. I think that's what people want these days.
Oprah can be my top G.
She can. And take you in a fucking purple helicopter.
Maybe it's just me. I'm like, I don't fucking care about.
Yeah, that's why we're here doing this whole thing. If you didn't get that by now. But like, no, women these days, not us to clarify, want to be top G in the relationship.
Whoa. Kenneth DeLapp says that there's a rumor that women just want a sugar daddy. Is this true?
Oh, yeah. Food. Fuck yeah. So many.
When I was in North Carolina, I had this like coworker friend of mine and she had a food daddy. And that's what I want because she had a person that didn't want anything. He didn't want nudes. He didn't even want her to like take her to dinner or shit. She would just text me and be like, hey, I'm hungry. Can you send me and my friends dinner? And he would send us whatever the fuck we wanted. We would get like free sushi and like any dinner that we wanted at work. And it was kind of the shit.
Did she have to take a video of her eating it? Because I know.
Yeah. There's some stuff going on behind the scenes.
No,
I watch you eat.
I swear on my life. Like
some dudes actually get off. Just like I'm not gifting, just giving stuff away. Yeah.
Remember when I got in this? His name was like Gimp Tanner. This guy started DMing me named Gimp Tanner, and he's like, I don't want sex. I don't want anything. He's like, I just want alpha males around me telling me what to do all the time. He's like, I will do anything you want. I'll come over and I will cook for you guys. I will clean for you guys. I will do anything. And I was like, it's kind of enticing.
Yeah, that could be your new personal.
I was like, I forgot to get food, Gimp Tanner. He's like, right now, sir, anything you want. I'm like, that's right, Gimp Tanner. Tighter pants. Go now.
Run up and down the hill.
I'm like, yes. Run to the grocery store, Gimp Tanner. No sweat allowed. Not in this house.
People got some pretty weird fucking vibes and shit. I'm telling you, it was the shit. That's what I want is a food daddy. So if anybody's on here that wants to buy me dinner from afar without asking for anything, I'm your girl.
Okay,
so
well,
was like sugar daddy. Movie correct what women want? Was there any accuracy?
Wait, and what they actually want? I mean, there are actually a lot of women that I think go on like sugar daddy sites and stuff now. Yeah. So I would say that, and also a lot of women are kind of bratty in terms of like, they think that they should always have everything paid for if a man's in front of them. So maybe not a sugar daddy, but I honestly think that actually my first answer is kind of a real answer. Like women really just want to be taken care of. I think that they act like they want to be top G. They think they want to be top G, but then all the effort that actually goes into like being the fucking shit, it's hard. Like really tough and it requires a lot of work and they're like, I'm gonna like be with someone else who's top G and like let them give me everything.
Mm-hmm. There's a game we used to play when we were broke and we still play it now that we made it, but it's a really fun game. You go to a bar and this is for guys. Girls, it's not really a challenge, so sorry, you guys can't play. Cool dudes only. You ditch your wallet and your phone. And you have to, it's a challenge. It's a 5-minute timer. Like, hey, dude, you have to go out there and go get a beer in less than 5 minutes for free. Got to be from a chick. and it's a test. And then all of a sudden you just keep on amplifying it. You're like, okay, now you got to get a girl. You got to bring her back here. Now you got to go make out with a girl and make sure everybody sees it. And like, you can find a pretty down to earth, cool chick when you have no resources other than just your charisma. And 9 times out of 10, like the extension of that conversation starts with like, hey, can I buy you a drink? Can I get your friends some drinks? If you just show up like, hey, listen, I know this sounds crazy, but like, I got nothing. Like, I fucking lost everything. I've been out partying all day. Someone took my hoodie with my phone and beer in it. I was like, do you want to get me a beer? I'm a pretty nice guy. We can have a little fun. Like, you just go out there and you can find somebody that ends up being really cool. Like, some of my best nights have started out like that. We used to do it with my boy Kempson, and it was rowdy. And I'm just letting you guys know, if you want to cut through all the bullshit, go out to clubs and start like that 10 out of 10 times. Yeah. The best, dirtiest, wildest stories come out of it because we get fucking lit. And by the end of the night, you don't pay for shit. I had a girl lick my foot for a piece of pizza at the end of the night one time.
That's a little low.
Not at all. Pizza. And I was like, zombie. I was like, how do you feel about licking my foot for a piece of pizza? She's like, how much? I was like, just a little. And I was wearing like dirty Docksiders. You know? Not at all. Not at all. She wanted the pizza. It's a transactional based world. All right, guys, you want some, you got to trade some. Okay. So for the people who are listening to this and are now somewhat become fans of you, I don't know how many people have been paying attention to this thing, but we've got a lot of activity on the side here. What does 2024 look like for you guys? Like, you know, if you had to pick some immediate ambitions, don't, I mean, listen, I know you probably want to date Andrew Tate and all this other weird things, but some real ambitions that we could all aim towards and as a team achieve.
Tracy, you got to get the notes out, bro.
Oh.
Go back to the notes.
We'll go back to the fucking show notes. No,
essentially, we want to grow our following. We want to have a lot more guests on, so we want to be able to get something like StreamYard up and also have a better setup for StreamYard so that we can have guests on. We want to do a lot more networking and collaborating. So not just like putting ourselves out there in terms of being athletes and going to athletic events, but actually networking at said athletic events.
Yeah.
Meeting more people. Making a fuck ton of money, growing the business, having more regular listeners on Bar Talk. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I feel like this year for like the things that we were doing, like we made a lot of connections this year, but we're like trying to take those connections and actually do something with it next year. Like the podcast that we have a really good, like we have a good amount of people that watch our stuff that are close by us, like all of our clients and like all the people that I see at races and shit like that. But we want to like branch out and actually get into bigger spaces, you know, like why not?
Well, I'll tell you guys. You have what's called momentum. Now you have to have what's called direction, like, you know, which is great. And, you know, honestly, I started and didn't know what the frig I was doing. And I just kept on stumbling forward. In reality, have no fear. As long as you guys are taking chances, like I've recognized that I'm not exceptional in this world. I'm just the person who shows up more than other people. And that's like it's 5:30 at night and I'm going to go train for 2 hours. Most people be like, oh, I'm going to go to the couch. And it just like it's little actions like that that ends up showing up more than other people. And I think you guys are going to crush it. Like, we look forward to having you guys more on the show. We look forward to help promote your show. You know, we've got a bunch of really creepy people over here that have been in the comments the whole time. And
really creepy.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of these comments, so I have no idea what's going on. But
so we have like a whole feed over there, like Aisha, big love of my life. You know, we got people that come in, ask questions, and counter us. And what ends up happening is I have show notes most of the time, but then people just keep on feeding in things and it will kind of take us off on a little tangent and we'll come back in. Like this person said, I just want to finish graduate school and do my first High Rock in New York. I'm hoping this is not a preschooler because this has been an inappropriate podcast if this is.
Yeah, and for real.
Marshall Couples saying this is an ADHD episode. Marshall, why don't you try? When are you going to show the flip up, Marshall? Marshall's one of these kind of interesting. Well, we can hang out and Marshall will be like super into it. And then there's other times I've hung out with Marshall where he might as well have been a rock. I was like, wait, Marshall's been here the whole time? Marshall will be literally the most quiet person in the world. So talk shit, Marshall. You're going to get it right back, brother. But I've had some really good times with Marshall. He's definitely, He's definitely part of the crew. So, guys, you're coming out here. What are some of your ambitions when you get to California? You've never met me. This could be a whole charade where I'm going to sell you guys. Yeah, into,
not going to lie. After this whole thing, I'm a little scared.
Oh, I'm
not. I'm going to have to pack. I'm going to have to pack a whole fucking grocery list. Coffee. Yeah. Like, we're going to have to. This whole trip has turned into a very.
I have a lot of supplement products, and I have a bunch of frozen rice here, and some Cheerios. Some, like,
ooh, I fucking love Cheerios. Honey Nut or regular?
Honey Nut. And I'll put them out on like a plastic tray for you so you can eat it off the tray like a child.
Dry, like, because you probably don't have any milk.
And I have a vacuum by, so in case you make a mess. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Paul Alonzo, 32-year-old preschooler. Pretty cool. Proud of you. Basically, we're planning on you guys show up at midnight, which is a fucking huge, not cool moment, but I'm being flexible. The next day, we're probably
going to come anyway.
Yeah, and next day you guys are going to basically be here. I'm going to try to show you Malibu in the short period of time that we have. Then the following day, we're going to probably have to wake up around like 5 or 6, and then we're going to drive to the venue. And if you guys have a race later on in the day, I'm going to leave you guys. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, probably going to get abandoned.
I already heard about this.
Yep. I'm like, oh, no way. Like, the bat signal goes up. I'm like, got to go. So,
yeah.
We got that day. Then we're gonna go.
I will also be leaving. So.
Yeah, we're gonna have a big day in the mountains, bonfires, chopping wood, getting a little wild, jumping in the lake. Then we're gonna go to what's called the Bear Claw. It's this hillbilly bar where some of the most wild nights of my life I've encountered there. It's either absolutely electric or it's just sleepy. Then on Sunday we are going to the hot springs.
Fun.
Don't let them get ahead of you and just say you just go down until you can't go anymore and then go more because you will get lost.
Coming from somebody who had to call the police because they got scared on a trail walk.
Dylan was about to die from dehydration and I almost broke your glass on your
No one in the history of time has ever died of dehydration on a 2-mile hike.
Oh yeah,
it hasn't happened. It was not more than 2 miles. This is these people that lived in the space-time continuum.
Go until you can't go anymore, and then go more, and then the hot springs are right there. We were sliding down a hill, and we're like, we can't go anymore. This is over, like, straight downward, and you can't go.
That's the path. And I told you guys to keep on going when you encountered that, and then they got scared and called the police.
I'm going to take Ryan's word.
Across the canyon.
Ryan's word on this one. Even though he's making you sound like a big, wuss right now, I'm going to take your word on it.
Just keep on his hip and don't
get crazy. One of them's a police officer. Just to give you guys some context, they tried to break into my truck, a fucking pitch black hot truck in a hot summer day, thinking that getting inside of this hot truck was going to give them some kind of sanctuary.
There was water in there.
There's all these things in your hands, like a child was trying to get into my truck. They were trying to break the windows.
Pulled down the window like this.
This is a fucking $100,000 truck. I would have ran them over. I would have ran them over if they had actually broke my truck. They'd just be like, oh, so sorry. I would have killed you guys. Okay. So after that, if you guys don't end up having the same fiasco as these guys and call the cops, then we're going to have a big roast, and then we're going to go back to Malibu.
They sent out a helicopter.
I heard
sounds
that
like you guys had fun.
I heard that are you. Wow.
What did I happened? Do that?
Yeah.
I had it. So.
Wait, is it reactions? I literally did thumbs
up. No, like your hands. I just found out about this. Make a heart.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, shit.
Can you do it for this one?
No. Oh, this is a Christian podcast.
Is
it true that you're not part? Are you leaving partway through this weekend for a rendezvous?
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
I'm dragging him along, actually. So I'm not really leaving for rendezvous. I'm also dragging him.
Oh, he's coming to the mountains?
To the mountains. Yeah, so that if we need to kill him out there, we can.
We can do it very easily.
I'm just letting you guys know, these are tight spaces, and rats inhabit the house when I'm not there. So it's always a brawl. It like ends up being just like Lord of the Rings where you go into the tunnels and all the beasts start to come out.
Hell
you just got to
yeah.
encounter that in the beginning. And if you guys can get past that, you're good. You guys are in tight spaces, but understand, one of you gets a dinosaur blanket, another one gets a unicorn blanket, and the last one gets a lion blanket. So that's pretty cool. That guy's shit out of luck because we don't have any more blankets for him.
Wait, I want a unicorn one.
You guys have to fight for it. We put it in the center of the room. People just charge.
Okay, gang. Also, oh, yeah. If we have to kill him, that's good because then there'll be rats, so they'll just eat him.
True.
Let's eat his body.
Plan this trip very well.
Yeah, yeah. We've be been great. Meticulous about it. We have planned nothing, actually. So, to be honest.
I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed this a lot more than I thought I would. I was holding my breath. I was like, this could go really bad. And it went an hour and 25 minutes, and it was entertaining. So we're grateful for your guys' time. And I think this project actually might have some legs.
Yeah.
So we're grateful. And anybody who's still listening, we appreciate you guys staying on for so long. You guys should go check out their podcast so you can get to understand more about sexual encounters in parking lots. And
what's the name of what's the name of your podcast? Give it a big old plug.
Bar Talk.
Bar Talk, Bar Talk, Bar Talk.
Yeah, yes. That's the thing that like is in my head. It lives rent-free. Well, I've got to go work out for 2 hours. It was a pleasant experience. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Here to Party Sports. If you want to support us, you can Venmo us money. No, I'm just kidding around. But honestly, the biggest thing you guys could do is get behind what we're doing at Builder Sports or House Training. We're putting together the best products and the best training in the market for people that are interested in High Rocks and Deca shit. I don't really have anything against DecaFit. I think it's a really cool event. But if you guys are interested in that, we have established an amazing business and pipeline for you guys to kind of get encountered and be prepared to be more fit. Other than that, Parker, I'll see you guys later. Ladies, I'll see you later. Ryan, get some sleep. I know you're still beat to shit.
Thanks, y'all.
And I'm out.
Thank you.
Rock and roll.
Bye. Bye.